Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look, today has been a day of kind of reflection when we talk about this team, specifically offensively. Yes, we will play the Angels again tonight. Yes, Didier Fuentes is going to start. But as we talk about, Mike, what's wrong with this team fundamentally, I think right now, if you just took somebody off the street, we went down to Peachtree right now and said, hey, what's going on with the Braves? The number one thing out of their mouth would be they don't hit. And that has been the situation all season long. So last night we get shut out. 4-0 Angels. Mike said, you know, like many of you, you know, we're watching late. They go up. It's like we have no shot. You just don't have any confidence we're going to come back.
Right. Especially when they played. I mean, the bullpen was just atrocious last night. And you wasted a great effort, as we said, you know, from Grant Holmes. But you just have this sense of futility. That just nothing's happening. You know, look, you see the expressions. Matt also made a gem of a play at first base. You know, he makes his diving stop and runs over to first base. He's trying. You know what I mean? He might be a vocal leader or a guy who wears his heart on his sleeve or anything, but he's putting up numbers. Acuna came out of the gate like a house of fire, as we said earlier, and all of a sudden he's striking out a lot. You know, as we said, first time he's had a 4-strikeout appearance, so I don't know, is anything to do with him pressing? We talked earlier about Tyler Anderson throwing that junk up there, and those guys, the way he mixed speeds up, I mean, it was just mystifying to Braves hitters.
So the conversation is simple. Are they trying to do too much? And I'm saying they, as in the organization, the Mike, the hitting coach, Tim Hires, everybody that's involved with this process. In trying to get guys to just think too much. And as we talked about this today, you know, I heard Brian Snicker after the game last night. It's the first time I'm like standing up and applauding in my bedroom. Like, yes, Snit, you are right. We're trying to do too much. What is hitting? Hitting is confidence and feel. That's it. That's it. If I gave you a bat and I told you nothing about professional major league hitting, and I said, they're going to throw a ball, you try to find it and hit it. That's simple. And Snit said this last night, Mike, and I was just like, we are overanalyzing everything. And I think it's part of the problem with our team this season, but I also think it's a part of a baseball's issue, Mike, as to why, you know, we've gone so far into these metrics and analytics that it's driving me nuts.
Let's play the clip, because Snicker basically, and Carl and I said after he said this, did he already have this conversation with Tim Hires? Is this a message to the folks upstairs who signed Snicker's paycheck, who, for whatever reason, took Kevin Seitzer and fired him after a decade of excellence? You know, one bad season, and he becomes the scapegoat? I've been on, you know, Carl, I've been on this since, you know, spring training. about what is Tim Hyer's approach going to be. And I don't know. It worked perfectly with the Red Sox. Certainly worked when he went to work with Bruce Bochy and the Rangers. But maybe he is not the right doctor for this, this condition for our hitters.
Well, and to your point, you see a doctor, and sometimes you don't connect. That ever happened to you? I went to a doctor today. I just told Mike. I had some lab work done. We connected. Sometimes you go to a doctor and you're like, I don't really like this dude.
Bingo.
It's okay. You have choices in America, but it's okay. Maybe that is exactly what's going on here. Either way, this is Snit after the game last night talking about hitting.
Well, no, it's this whole game is that. I'm telling you, this is a, you know, it doesn't profile like, but this is a mental game and all of it, you know. So, yeah, it's about confidence and feel and, you know, I think we break, you know, we kind of get into the probably overwhelm ourselves with mechanics and video and all that kind of stuff. You know, we've made it a really mental game, I think, in the industry. You know, they didn't have all this information. They didn't have all the video and whatever, and those guys put up unbelievable numbers and made it to the Hall of Fame. But now we're kind of overanalyzing everything, and I do. This has been a mental game from the origination of it, and that's why you have such, you know, why I know I do have such respect for those guys that play it at such an elite level for so long.
We talked about it earlier. I was joking around with Carl. I looked up the Kevin Seitzer hitting approach. Hey, when you're struggling, go with the pitch. Take it to the outfield, center field, I should say. And I don't know if I presume that Tim Hyers has some of the same classic, you know, things he preaches. But I mean,
Kevin Seitzer, you talking about?
Kevin Seitzer. Yeah, Seitzer was a previous head coach. Tim Hyers is the current. And I don't want to see anybody get fired, but we fired a freaking third base coach this year. Well, we demoted him. I just don't know if these guys are picking up on what this guy specifically is trying to get them to do. The approach. How are you fixing Money Harris? He made some contact.
Yeah, I don't know.
He made some contact yesterday. I mean, the solution was to sit him down for 2 days. How are you helping Ozuna? Ozuna's struggling. How are you helping, you know, Austin? Maybe he is helping Austin Riley. Austin Riley's making some good contact lately. But the bottom of the lineup, we've talked about this. I wonder, when Snicker puts this out there publicly, who's he talking specifically? I mean, who's that meant to be heard by? Is that somebody in the organization? Am I making this too complicated?
No, look.
Or is he talking to his own guys?
I think this has been on his mind. And maybe he said it. I think it's been on his mind. But some people may not get this. But he's so right. And when you start struggling, you get into the mechanics. You know what the mechanics are? Oh, I got to fix my hands. Uh-oh, you know, my wrists don't, I'm not turning. Oh, guess what? My hips. My feet are aligned wrong. Trust me on this. That's all the mechanics. Now I'm in my, okay, this might be, you got your golf swing? You know how hard it is to get your golf swing? I got my hands, I got my hips. Same thing for hitters. And now guess what? Oh, I watched the video on this guy and okay, he's about to throw. Man, I am thinking way too much. You're overanalyzing everything. Get in the box. Let's go.
Well, you and I were talking about this and the analytics thing. It came up earlier this year when, and look, no disrespect, I don't want this to get back to CJ Nitkowski. Mike Bell was talking trash.
Too late.
He's real. Well, yeah, you know how it is over there.
Too late.
Those weasels over there at Truist will say something to him. But no, as far as the approach, like last night there was a long out. I forget who hit the end. Maybe Olsen. Oh, he's just a few degrees of angle off. Stop with the freaking launch angle. I mean, stop with the.
Go outside, nerd.
Yeah, I mean, Drake Baldwin hits this like rocket to short. It's an out. Sorry. It's an out. Don't give a crap. I mean, try the approach of just going with the pitch. Just try to make contact. I mean, it looks like to a degree Austin Riley's done that. We've seen Matt Olson hit some singles, some doubles. That everything doesn't have to be the friggin' home run, especially since apparently they've taken 5 feet of flight off the baseball this year, which apparently is screwing everybody except for the guy in Seattle. You know, who's going to be in the home run derby, it sounds like,
yes,
by the
he
way.
Is.
More
yes,
on
he
that
is.
Coming up. But all I'm just saying is what I love it. I applaud Snit for throwing it out there. If they are relying too much on this crap and all this nonsense is inside these guys' heads, it isn't helping. And the excuse-making of it, well, just this, baseball, man, we said it earlier. The old generation of guys, if you knew you were playing against, Tom Seaver, watch out, man. He's got a heater and he got a great curveball. You know, it's one thing, okay, if you're going up against Zach Wheeler, you get 3 or 4 pitches. But you know that. Nothing against scouting reports. They've been around since forever. But, I mean, to sit here with all this crap that maybe is stuck inside this guy's ears, if that is the case, I don't think Snicker said it just for blanks and giggles. Let's change the approach.
Yeah, but as I told you, the all-time greats would throw a scouting report in the trash can. Pete Rose is not going to spend 45 minutes looking at who he was facing that night. Neither was Henry Aaron or Willie Mays or any of the all-time greats. And that, I'm not comparing our team to those great players. What I'm saying is what made them great hitters was they didn't overthink. They just went up there and handled their business. Those guys struck out too. But guess what? More times than not, they got hits. And until you get that relaxed thing, Mike, that happens with hitters and you get comfortable and then you get confident and then all of a sudden you start to get a feel, it's not going to happen.
But that's why, you know, I love when the Braves – I love when you hear John Smoltz on the national broadcast. I love when they bring the gang back together and Chipper's in there with Glavine. Because those guys, they if you listen closely, they're deconstructing it. Chipper talks about the approach. When you're struggling, just go with the pitch. Take it to the out. Just go to center. Just try to hit the center. And I know I've harped on this, you know, months ago, but I think it bears repeating. Smoltz talks about it. You know, the other day we were laughing our butts off. I figured who the game was. You know, a 10-minute delay with a 3-2 count to fix the thing in your freaking ear. It was the opposing pitcher. The catcher could go up to the mound. Fastball. Okay, not that complicated. Everything has become like this. There's layers and layers of crap in Major League Baseball that only nerds seem to get off on.
Yeah.
Most of us don't.
I just think sometimes we believe, and just society generally speaking, like, you know, because it's new and improved, it's better. But that's not the case. I'd take any of these old school guys right now. Tony Gwynn would step into this lineup and hit 400. I'm serious. Like, any of these old school guys, they don't give a crap about all this, these videos and the mechanics. They would step in and immediately start hitting because it's a feeling of confidence. And this is what we said about Money Harris. Last night I applauded him, and I know, Day-Day, you guys were there. Like, okay, Money, you break that 0-for-22 snap. Let's get something going. He gets on base, and he stays on base.
And then he's stuck there. Just like Austin Riley was stuck on base as far as he got last night. So it's just it's so exasperating. But when you hear the manager basically say to stop with this stop making this stuff so complicated. It's almost like his version of Bull Durham. Baseball's a simple game. You see the ball, you hit the ball.
That's it.
So, I mean, yes, scouting reports, as we said, have existed. Some guys would use them, but Ted Williams would try to use everything he'd get as an advantage. But he also had Ted Williams created that chart. He knew, hey, if it's low and outside, I'm not going there. I know where I'm hot. I know where I'm cold. I mean, so he used to drive me crazy about Andrew Jones. Andrew Jones was the ultimate free swinger. You know, sometimes I look at Ozzie and these at-bats, like, what are you doing?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man. So here's basically Snicker telling you, the front office, hopefully his hitting coach, can we demystify this freaking process?
Yeah, I'd throw it all away. I would. I mean, it's not helping. It's not helping, right? You get a computer to help enhance your job.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.